For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Josh Appel is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, reminder, before we talk a little football here, if you're looking for Canes or Dolphins merch this season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or you could check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. Josh Appel, as you know, is the Marlins public address announcer at Lone Depot Park, and he calls NFL games on Sports USA, among other games that he does throughout the year. Soccer, hockey, he does it all. Josh Appel is joining us now. I'll start with the Dolphins, and we can get to the Tyreek Hill footage in a moment. But I want to start with the game itself. So Sunday, they didn't look, I don't know, particularly cohesive, I thought, in the first half. But they got it together. They end up coming out of there with a win. Did we learn something about the Dolphins, positive or negative? Did we learn something about them on Sunday?
I think that we learned that maybe they can win when they're not at their best against another good team. Like I would think Jacksonville is going to be right in the thick of the playoff race this season. I think that it was great for them to overcome what they didn't do in the first half. Defense played better in the second half, although they came really close to, you know, that if not for Javon Holland, having a much different conversation. But I mean, great teams, what they do when they get a sudden change moment like that, like the fumble recovery, they take advantage. And it didn't take the Dolphins long to do that, right? Like, how many times over the years have the Dolphins been an underdog in a game and they're up 10, they're up a touchdown, and they make a crucial mistake? And in that moment, you're like, ah, that's it. Like, you know what's coming.
It's exactly what Crowder was saying yesterday. He said, not only do you get that punch out from Javon, but then you turn it into seven. Like, you take advantage of it rather than, all right, well, three and out, but at least we didn't let them in the end zone that time. Like, that was such an unbelievable swing.
I think, well, yeah, it was two plays at a 14-point swing because it was the 80-yard play right after that. I think the other thing we learned is, despite how much more cutesy the offensive play calling seemed generally, when they got down to some short yardage, it was like I was watching Lusaka Polite run on third and fourth and short again. They went to Alec Ingold a couple times instead of, you know, as we know, an area that they've struggled in under Mike McDaniel has been these short yardage situations. So maybe in those situations, they've just said, you know what, we're going to be as simple as possible and hand it off to the fullback, the Pro Bowl fullback, to get a yard.
I said this yesterday to Hawk and Crowder, Appel, just based on what you said there. We learned that the Dolphins, despite facing some adversity, can figure out a way to win games. And as much as I would have liked to have seen them come out, looked absolutely great right off the bat, firing on the offensive side of the football, I almost prefer a game like that week one, just for the sake of sanity. Okay, what happened to them against Tennessee last year, against Buffalo last year, perhaps we can take away that they've learned how to rebound. When things don't go right, they can still find ways to win.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, in the first half, even when we say they struggled, there were plays there for them to make on the offensive side, right? And then they had another turnover earlier in the game where they were immediately in field goal range, went three and out, and Sanders shanked the field goal. That was in the second half. So, I mean, look, there were a lot of things that were not pretty. I think it says a lot just in Tua's evolution as a player that everything you heard post-game was his speech at halftime. Whatever he said got the guys going and ready for the second half. A performance like that against Buffalo, probably not going to be as easy to come back from. But I think you got to like the gutsy, ugly, resilient win they had at home. And we say all this. Tua, 300-something yards passing. Another big play to tie. Like, there was a lot of big plays in the passing game again. So we say all this stuff about how it was a down game for them, and the production is what it was from Tua Tagovailoa. So
I will say a fair text, though, here from one of the texters. They still have not beaten a team with a win this season.
So true.
You know, so you really, you can't, we were joking in the first segment that, you know, people are like, well, if you take away the 80-yard pass from Tyreek, yeah. like it's kind of infuriating when people do this. They, for whatever reason, Tua's stats always have to be dissected towards the negative. Like, you can dissect stats towards the positive if you want. You can take any numbers and meet them any way that you want. With Tua, people always want to dissect it to the negative, and I don't understand it.
Nobody's having the Trevor Lawrence conversation right now. Could you imagine?
That guy stunk in the second half. He stunk.
If the performances were flipped, what the conversation would be like? And I like Trevor Lawrence, but, I mean, this guy skates on everything.
What also drives me nuts, though, regarding that, like, oh, take away the 80-yard pass to Tyreek Hill.
What happened?
It's not like he threw a screen pass to Devon Achane and Achane broke three or four tackles and made the play. I mean, he threw it perfectly to the guy he's supposed to find for 80-yard touchdowns. That is a part of the Dolphins' offense. They didn't get lucky on that play. They executed a play they're constantly looking to execute.
And I don't know if you noticed this, and I don't know if it was a point of emphasis in the way they're running these plays now, but not a lot of quick throws, not a lot of first read. Like, Tua was going through all of his reads. That's a big knock on him. He's a one-read guy. He takes a snap and throws it wherever. A lot of going through his progressions. I believe on that one of the deep balls, either to Waddle or Tyreek, it was one of those situations. So there have been a few holes punched in the narrative after 1 week as it pertains to Tua. But they got a lot of stuff to clean up, and they know that. And I would say, defensively, it was a better debut than Fangio had in his week one a year ago.
People were calling for Fangio in the first half.
They played really well in the second half.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. I said it to Crowder yesterday, too. I mean, that maybe tells you something about Anthony Weaver, right? That he made some halftime adjustments. I mean, he shut them down in the second half.
Absolutely. And Jordan Poyer dropped an interception early in the game, too. Like, there were plays there for them also. Jalen Phillips looked phenomenal. Loved that Calais Campbell was getting involved early in the pass rush, because you weren't really sure what kind of production you were going to get from a guy like him at this point in his career. So it was good to see him get off to a good start. And we can ignore that Andrew Van Ginkle had a pick six yesterday for Minnesota. The Dolphins defense got it. Like, I'm sure you guys have talked about this. Emmanuel Acho highlighted it, and it's really, you know, caught traction generally in the NFL media circles. But that fourth and one from Jalen Ramsey, I think, I don't know if people have pointed this out in talking about that play. Remember, he's been not practicing for weeks now because of a hamstring injury. And so he's doing all of that, going coast to coast in pursuit of Travis Etienne on fourth down, one of the biggest plays of the game, while apparently dealing with a hamstring injury. And he's not that he's the guy going the hardest out there, but that effort, you're not going to find a lot like that elsewhere on a play like that.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Acho pointed it out, like, that's why he got that giant contract. Like, you're not going to see a lot of guys at that stage in the game that are going to be relentless like that. But that's what makes him so special.
Yeah, the Dolphins' best players yesterday stepped up when they needed to. But I will say this, as Devon Achane ends up on the injury report after one game.
You keep saying yesterday. Are you not used to being on Tuesdays?
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday was Monday Night Football. That was a game yesterday. I'm just thinking Sunday. Okay, Sunday. Achane's on the injury report again. He popped up on it yesterday. That's what maybe I was saying. That'll be my spin zone. I feel like Achane's always on the injury report, and we know he missed a chunk of games twice last year. I don't like, obviously you love when he's on the field. He's one of their biggest weapons on offense, but it's becoming slightly concerning how often he is ending up on the injury report.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.